name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Today, my beloved, is a holiday of all ancestors of the Old Testament, starting from Adam and finishing of course, going through the whole list we had in the service yesterday. And we had Adam and Abraham and Isaac and Joseph and all the holy fathers of the Old Testament until St. John the Baptist. But today's gospel was a gospel that was actually from the 28th week according to the calendar. But the gospel said that the Lord had made a big dinner, and he invited all his people to it. And when he invited them, the first one said that he had just bought a whole town, and he is going to go and see it, so he's asking forgiveness. He can't make it to the dinner. Another one said he bought lots of bulls, and he's going to try them out, and he can't come. Another one said that he just got married, and he can't come. So all the ones that he wanted to invite, they all had something to do, and then they didn't want to come to the invitation. So then the master had sent a servant to the crossroads and to look for poor people and lame and blind and to bring anybody that wants to come. And he brought room wasn't filled, so he sent again, and he said to bring other people, and finally it was all filled. And then he said those who were initially invited, they are not worthy, and they're not going to come here. But the other ones, and then he said in the last of the gospel, he says that many are called, but few are chosen. And let's hope that you and me are the ones that are chosen. But what is the big dinner that he had prepared? Well, that big dinner, the Holy Father says, it's communion. He is inviting every one of us to go to communion. Now, in the old Russia, there was a law that anybody that worked for the government, then being Orthodox, they had to go at least once a year to confession and communion, and they have to show a document that they did that. But St. John of Kronstadt says this is not good. This wasn't good at all. We should go to communion as often as possible, at least for every Lent that we have in the year. That means Christmas Lent, the Great Lent, and Peter and Paul's Lent, and the Dormition Lent. And we should also go, of course, on our Names Day. And so St. John Kronstadt said we should go as often as possible. But the problem is that we do the same thing as those that were invited to come first. We have all kinds of things to do. We are busy with all worldly things, and we're just too busy to take the time out to fast before we receive communion for at least 2-3 days, and to prepare ourselves and to go. And so we very seldom go. And of course, this is not good. this is not good. We should go more often, because when we receive the Holy Communion, then the Lord actually comes and lives with us, with His Father and the Holy Spirit. And Jesus Christ with His Father, our Father and the Holy Spirit, He abides in our heart. That's if we don't push Him out through with the sins. So we have to watch out for that. We have to watch out to make sure that we are receiving communion and we're going to hold on to the Lord, and that we have to love the Lord. We have to love the Lord and the life after much more than we love anything or anybody here on this earth. The Lord said, if you love your mother or father or wife or children or anybody more, or yourself more than you love me, you're not worthy of me. We have to love God more than anybody or anything in the world. And so we have to fight for the kingdom of heaven. The kingdom of heaven is taken by force, said the Lord. It's not just freely given. We have to go in a narrow, thorny way. We have to crucify our flesh to be able to go after the kingdom of heaven. This is what the gospel teaches us. My beloved, you and me, we have to strive harder. We have to learn to love God with all our heart and mind and soul, and to love our neighbor as ourselves. And that's a proof of the love of God, if we love our neighbor. But the neighbor is not just our friends and those who love us, but it's also our enemies. But we're all created in the image of God, no matter who it is. And if you see somebody sinning, don't you and I, don't we dare to judge them. We have to feel sorry for them. If we see them sinning, we have to pray for them as if we are the ones that are committing the sins, and asking God to forgive them and to guide them so that they will go away from that trap that the enemy set up for them. My beloved, you and me, we have to try to live according to the gospel, and we have to learn to truly to love God and to look for the kingdom of heaven. For the kingdom of heaven is where we want to abide forever. We don't want to be put together with the devil. But the devil, of course, he wants that. He wants us to be together with him in the fire, burning fire, and there are all kinds of terrible things where we would suffer for eternity. But the Lord wants our salvation, and only through the grace of God we can have this salvation. So we have to clean our heart. We have to make sure that we are not proud, for God resists the proud. And we have to make sure that we are humble. And how can we prove that we're humble? Well, very simple. If somebody attacks you, slaps you, or gets mad at you, so you don't get mad in return. You take it in stride, and you pray for them, and you try to conquer by good the evil, and don't allow your angers and the judgment on your side. Don't judge anybody, for the Lord says, if you will not judge, He will not judge you. But in other words, if you will judge somebody, then the Lord will judge you. So please, and try to remember that, and try to look for the Lord in your heart. Make sure that He is there, that the enemy doesn't take over, for the enemy loves to take over the heart. Anytime that you become angry, or I become angry, you have to know that the enemy has grabbed our heart at that moment. And so we, as St. John of Cross says, we become like the devils, having the anger and the hatred. My beloved, let's work on our heart and make sure that we clean it up from all sins, and for the sins are hurting our soul. And it's damaging us, we're making wounds on the soul. And so We don't want to do that. We have to learn to be as merciful as possible. For the Lord also says, be as merciful as the Father in heaven is merciful. And this is what you and me have to try to work on all the time. May God bless you and give us the strength to look truly to the Lord so that we will be able to be saved and to meet with Him in the kingdom of heaven. Amen. God bless you.